Hello and welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer for Compliance Week. In this edition, we talk to Rose Bogan, Senior Vice President of Governance, Risk, and Compliance at Digital Risk, a risk, compliance, and technology services firm that serves the mortgage, consumer lending, and other regulated industries. The firm frequently works with lenders to perform assessment reviews that discuss how the lender handles governance, risk, and compliance issues. Digital Risk is a wholly owned subsidiary of Emphasis Limited. This is a complicated time for those in the mortgage lending arena. On the political front, oversight by the CFPB is changing on an almost daily basis. There is also the escalating compliance burden of TRID integrated disclosure rules. These combine two laws that had previously governed the mortgage process, the Truth in Lending Act and the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. Bogan notes that many firms are turning to emerging technologies, such as process automation, to manage control points and tasks to include compliance requirements. We asked Bogan to tell us about herself and the firm.
We carry an independent brand which represents clients from all over, specifically top mortgage originators, global financial institutions, and government-sponsored entities. We have the best of all worlds. Our parent company, Emphasis, is actually a top technology provider, along with Digital Risk is a top servicing provider in the mortgage origination space, along with servicing.
She discussed some of the technological advancements that are afforded the mortgage lending industry.
In past life, a lender could actually go in and say, hey, I'm going to pull that document from the customer that they're emailing to me. I have somebody in the background that's going to look at the information on the document, put it into their computer, and it's there and compare. Well, the technology nowadays actually allows a lender to bring in that document through technology, whether it's a scan, and it, through the technology, can actually read the document, understand exactly what the document is from the customer, extract the information, and put it into the loan operating system without the actual intervention of a person. So that type of work is being done right now within the lender organizations to really cut back on some of the manual errors that may happen, along with the tedious work of actually having to extract information from one document and put it into an operating system.
How are lenders dealing with the increased regulation and evolving demands of new and emerging rules?
Since TRID was implemented, and of course recently they had some HMDA changes that went into place, most of the lenders are actually acclimating quite well. As long as the regulators, and they have been doing a great job at this, as long as the regulators are coming back around and providing clarifications, the lenders are of course absorbing it and working towards whatever they can to get it put in place, followed up by, once everything is clarified, what else can I do to make this process a little bit less cumbersome on the inside? And then, of course, once that happens, the customer, who ultimately is the recipient of all of the work that's being done behind the scenes, is pleased because things start to become a little bit easier to deal with. So doing a mortgage in 2009, 2010 may be a little bit different than actually getting an experience through and automation, actual process flow, mortgage process flow that's being handled through automation.
Aside from TRID, what other issues is the mortgage lending industry facing?
So HMDA is another one that's got a newer regulation that has just rolled out. Obviously, the efforts of changing that started in 2015. I think initially they started with 25 new fields, and then as of the latest, they're up over 40 as far as newer modified fields that the lenders are required to actually pull forward if they meet the requirements. So what does that mean to somebody who doesn't even know what HMDA is? That's essentially additional data that's being pulled or asked to collect by lender to borrower to say, hey, I need some additional information. So that information now is collected, it may be modified or adjusted, and then it's now going to be expected to be provided to the entity to actually collect it. When that happens, the inside company is actually, you know, the client that's, or I'm sorry, the lender that actually has to collect all that information, they've got to scramble on the inside to ensure that the reporting and everything that goes with it is ready. So The good news is for HMDA right now, most of what we're seeing out there, the lenders have pretty much modified everything that they need to do to make sure their framework is right to accommodate the new requirements. I know the Trump administration has recently provided a notification that they will not be assessing penalties on HMDA data collected in 2018 that will eventually be reported in 2019. And it doesn't really, most lenders out there are still getting acclimated and they're still working towards ensuring that they're compliant, even if there was a requirement that you might get audited or a regulator come in and look at it, so or an exam. So they're working towards that. And as it relates to automation, again, those goes with all the same pieces. Anything that can be extracted off documents or anything that may be a repetitive task, all of those types of things are being looked at to be able to be pulled forward and take out the manual intervention.
How are lending firms dealing with the evolving nature of the CFPB and other regulators?
I will tell you, obviously, you nailed it. The CFPB, where are they going to go? There was a whole bunch of changes that have happened, pulling forward, pushing back, and a lot of the lenders out there have tried to take the most conservative approach, which essentially is doing as much as I can to ensure that I'm covering off on all the things that maybe have been said in the past, so that in case it ends up going back to the way it was, meaning, 10 things checked versus 2 things checked, I'm just going to keep the 10 things checked in place, so that I've got everything covered. With that being said, even though the CFPB is pulling back, these lenders are also experiencing, if they do require state licenses, the states are actually ramping up their own rules and regulations and enforcement efforts. In some pockets, we're seeing that. So essentially, a lot of these lenders are just taking the approach that I need to remain conservative, make sure that I've got all the things that I may think that a regulator or a state is going to require and keep those things in place. And our advice, actually, when we go out is to work with automation to actually fix some of those things through, I gave you the example of 10 things that need to be checked, just using that very generically. I mean, a good example that I've seen a lot of lenders use today is the Detroit example, where you've got a loan estimate and a closing disclosure that need to be compared, and customer gets initial versus the final, and those check items need to make sure that we match within that. They're using automation to be able to pull that forward, extract the data, do the compare, and say, hey, we don't have it seems to be there's a disconnect, we need to redisclose, or maybe there's a change of circumstance. They're actually able to use some of that automation to help them through those pieces. So a lot of the advice is stay with a conservative approach, go ahead and map it, make sure you've got all the pieces laid out, and then move forward where you can with technology and automate it so it's less risky for you as a company.
How do you balance the human factors in the process and make sure you are not replacing personal judgments with the technology that reduces the time spent on mundane tasks, especially those that can be handled by process automation?
Obviously, with anything, that you always have the governance, risk, and compliance, so you have your lines of defense that are still there for you. And with those lines of defense, you've got the checkpoints that in today's world are primarily driven by individuals that are coming back behind to ensure that those pieces that are not only automated, and for as of right now, the automation doesn't actually, it's not 100% all the time. And in some cases, there is exceptions to that. You have individuals that come behind from a services standpoint and it can actually ensure that those pieces are pulled forward like they should. There is absolutely a component of people making sure that things are being done the way they should be done, whether it's through automation or through people. So, absolutely. Got to have that framework for sure.
Is Bogan seeing much use of artificial intelligence in these processes?
We are. One of the things that we'll see with the artificial intelligence, and actually emphasis, our parent company is doing quite a bit of this. Once data starts to be collected, as you can imagine, you can also start training the technology to learn from itself. So, for example, if I go to, 50 of the same documents, and every single time I go in this particular scenario, I'm seeing that it happens the exact same way, you can actually start preparing the technology to say that seems to be a trend. One place that we utilize that technology in today's world is through the Bank Secrecy Act or anti-money laundering. And what we'll do is we actually have the ability in lenders today, they actually get a lot of false positives when you have to ensure that you're compliant, you pull forward, and anything that triggers an alert that might be suspicious. You may get 99% of those that aren't really anything. They just need to be looked at by someone to ensure that there's nothing that looks to be a money laundering. The technology nowadays is able to go out and see trends by task and actually able to help with some of that, drive away from the false positives and really hone in on the ones that look to be a little bit more research required.
That's all the time we have for this edition of the Compliance Week podcast. We've been chatting with Rose Bogan, Senior Vice President of Governance, Risk, and Compliance at Digital Risk. I'm Joe Mott, Staff Writer for Compliance Week. Thank you for listening.